Hey everybody, this is Shannon McCormick from the Cheap Home Grow Podcast. On today's show, we have Jenny, aka Miss Nudie Grows on Instagram. Jenny is a home grower from Alberta, Canada, and she is currently going to school to better her knowledge about growing her own. She comes on the show today to talk about defoliation and stress training. Please remember to press subscribe and enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome to the Cheap Home Grow Podcast, a show for individuals that want to learn more about growing cannabis indoors. This is a podcast dedicated to helping you with your indoor growing adventure. You'll learn how to grow your own and not have to rely on others for your medicine. The Cheap Home Grow Podcast will also feature timely interviews with cannabis industry veterans shaping the culture and politics of cannabis. All right, here is your host, Shane McCormick, and the Cheap Home Grow Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Shane McCormick from the Cheap Home Grow Podcast. And on today's show, we are going to be talking with Jenny. She is a Canadian home grower. She can be found on Instagram at Miss Nudie Grows. And on today's show, we are going to be talking about strategic defoliation and plant training. So if you could, Jenny, could you tell my audience a little bit about yourself, and then we can just simply go from there?
Sure. So like you said, my name's Jenny. I live in Alberta, in northern Alberta in Canada. Ooh. And I started growing probably about a year ago. I think it's been about a year now. I was diagnosed with some stomach issues and couldn't really find any relief or anything. So I went to my doctor and she suggested cannabis. And so that kind of got me started on my journey. Once I got my prescription and realized how expensive it was going to be, mm-hmm. I decided that I should probably grow this stuff since I already do a lot of my own home growing for vegetables and things like that. So it kind of just came naturally to me. And I just took off from there last year and just sort of absorbed everything that I read online and got into Instagram, found a community there. And then also 420 Magazine has been huge sure. with teaching me. So that's kind of where I got started and it sort of just progressed. I needed to keep things small, compact, cheap. And then away I went.
And then away you went. Okay, well, that's great. Great. I mean, good for you. I'm glad you found your way. That is important. But I mean, like what I said in the introduction, let's delve a little bit deeper regarding strategic defoliation. What exactly is that? And could you explain that to the new
sure.
home grower and just simply state what it is?
Yeah, so I'm not a scientist. I'll right. preface it with that. Okay. So all these terms are just things that I've sort of just created, but not created, but just sort of used the word. So strategic defoliation is kind of what I do to increase yield and also to increase airflow. So there's less chance of mold and disease kind of going into flower. So I start small with the youngins. And I get them sort of practiced up, I guess, by plucking here and there in the first few weeks, just sort of as they get bigger. And then probably about a week before I'm planning to flip them into flower, so change the light cycle to 12 and 12, I usually let them get quite bushy by then because I'll have topped them and trained them a little bit. So they start getting quite bushy and round. And that's when I do my first big strategic defoil, and that's taking basically anything on the plant that's kind of the lower one third of the plant. So I call it a lollipop. That's a term I found online. Mm-hmm. And it does look like a lollipop.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I take all of that, and the reason I do that is so that the plant has the top part to focus on, so the bud action when it starts shooting pistols. And I've done different experiments. I'm very much an experimenter in my grows, so I've taken clones and I've, you know, done that and then done nothing to them, and just to kind of compare what the yield would be like. Okay. And just also based on my previous experience as a gardener, I know that anytime I defoil, and I do all the time in my garden, it does increase the fruits.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you mentioned experience, experiments. What type of experiments have you been implementing? I mean, what do you,
mad scientist nudity up in here.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, what have you done that has, I guess, made you think like, wow, like, holy moly, I did something new here and maybe I found something, you know, that can change the world. I mean, maybe that's a bit over the top, but, you know, I mean, what have you done, done differently? That's what I'm getting at.
Okay. So probably, and I didn't invent this, this is something that I learned on 420 Magazine from one of my friends. And so the best thing that I've learned, and this is the experiment that was conducted, was taking two clones from the same mother plant. One plant I topped at the fifth node and sort of cleared out I do the bottom two branches or stems, and then that leaves only two stems that create sort of a crisscross or a quad line. Mm-hmm. He refers to it as quad line training. And so that's kind of the first step. And then once that plant starts pushing back, that's when I start doing all the defoil. So the experiment was that against just a regular plain growing plant. And so I let them both grow. And the yield was double.
Really?
At the end, from just having one main, because I had one main plant, mm-hmm. and then with a few offshoots, and then also the quad line plant. So that's just one of many different experiments that I kind of conducted way, way, way at the beginning.
Hmm. Are you getting those same results now?
I don't do any more naturally grown plants. All my plants are sort of trained and quadded or mainlined or fluxed or trained in some way. Mostly high stress training is what I use.
Okay. All right. So yeah, so you haven't, well, I mean, I got to say though, Jenny, that's a bit odd. I mean, if you got that much yield, I mean, why not just do it again? Or why not like try it again, right?
Oh yeah, I should try it again actually.
Yeah.
I have no room in my tent right now, but there's going to be some cloning experiments next year.
All right. Yeah, well, fair enough. Yeah, I mean, well, shit. I mean, just buy a new tent, for Christ's sakes. I mean, what's the big
deal? I know. Right? You know what? I have a new tent. It's the boss over here that's not letting me set this big boy up. So.
I see how it is.
I'm taking over the house, apparently. So it's
right.
Fair enough, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I mean.
Our loved ones didn't sign up for it sometimes.
Right. Well, I mean, not that anybody cares, but luckily for me, I'm single, so. I can pretty much do whatever the hell I want, which is always nice.
Yeah, right? Lucky dude.
Exactly.
but yeah, since I conducted that experiment, you're right, that is the only way I do it now, is I top everything and I quad everything, because I got more weed that way. So
okay, wait, now you said top and quad. Now again, for people that don't know what that is, what exactly is topping and quadding?
Okay, so topping, I wish I would remember. I'm actually just doing school right now, and they use a different term for it, but I can't think of it right now because my brain's kind of relaxed from school.
It's all right.
but topping is basically just taking the actual top part of the plant that would be normally the main branch or the main bud, eventually, is taking that when it's young so that the plant redirects its energy to the other main branches. So there'll be two shooting up, and you could top those and make four or six, or it's really endless. And then quadding is just another term, I guess, from the internet that my friend had chosen as a name for what technique he uses to train his plants. And that's with you take the top off the bottom two nodes, mm-hmm. and then train it out towards the sort of the width of the plant or the pot size. And then start tying it back from there.
Really?
It's hard to explain without pictures.
I know, right? Yeah, I know. That's, you know, so that's actually a good idea. I mean, when this goes live, in the meantime, you can send me some photos. I can put it on my show notes and summaries, and that way there the people that visit my website can know precisely what you're talking about. Is that something, you're comfortable doing?
Sure, yeah. I'll go through my photos. I'll see if I can find some of those old experiments.
Okay, fair enough. Very good. Thank you. Now let's move the conversation towards training.
Okay. Actually, I'll finish up the defoil too. I know I'm kind of all over the place.
Okay.
I'll
just, yeah, sure.
Because I do that one main defoil, so the lollipop or whatever, 3 weeks before, or a week before flip.
Okay.
And then I give it, the reason I wait a week is because I want to give it a chance to recover from the stress first so that when I do change the light cycle, it really doesn't have any other stresses going on, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And so that transition is smooth. And so I let it do its thing for about 3 weeks. A stretch usually lasts anywhere from 17 days to 23 days, depending, which is the biggest amount of growth seen on a cannabis plant, really, is that 3 weeks of when you first change the light cycle for the new people.
Okay.
And then once that's done, I can tell when that's done usually because the plant starts drinking less. I mean, it's obviously not growing any taller. And then you'll start seeing the buds fattening up a bit. This is when they look like a crazy, crazy mess. So this is when I get in there, and it takes me sometimes 1 to 2 hours a plant just to get in there, and I take off all the middle fan leaves and all the lower, older fan leaves. And I do this defoil because of the increased airflow. So as they start, you know, needing less humidity and wanting more dryness and more airflow, the buds are growing, that's when I pull the leaves, and then they just focus all their energy on buds.
Okay, well, you know, you mentioned something there. Now airflow. Now what does airflow have to do with growing cannabis? I mean, you know, like how? Well, I mean, I think I know, but I mean, how?
Yeah.
You know, how does it, affect your grow? Like, how does it affect your yield?
Well, for me, especially because I have small tents, I have to keep things small.
Okay.
And because I jam pack them with plants, airflow is very huge. And for plants to grow healthily, I guess,
right. More healthy, right.
vigorously and thrive, airflow is very, very important. It's just as important as light, and it's just as important as watering them. They need the airflow to be able to sort of move around a little bit and then also just stop any chance of mold or mildew kind of getting in there, because the leaves sort of sit on top of each other, and if you have too much of that, it's just, unless you're in a commercial greenhouse with like industrial fans, I think it's something that most people should probably practice. But that's just me.
That's just you.
Okay. That's just me.
It's just you.
It's very. It's a hot topic.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. It is. It's a pretty hot subject now, I guess.
Yeah. I get people yelling at me all the time. So
yelling at you. Why the hell are you yelling at you, for Christ's sakes?
Yeah, don't cut off those leaves.
Right. Yeah.
But you know what? I don't waste anything either. All of those leaves go into a bag that I use for fan leaf oil. So.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. Well, you.
Nothing's wasted.
Right. Yeah. Nothing's wasted. Well, that's important. You know, that's a good. You know, that's something to be proud of, in my humble opinion. So.
Thank you.
Good for you. Good for you, Jenny. Good for you. Well, I'll tell you what, like moving on to...
Yeah, that's done. Defoil's done.
Right. Defoil's done. Let's move on to stress training.
Sure.
How do you...
My favorite.
Right. Yes. Yes. That's what you indicated to me when we were talking off air via Instagram chat. This is growing, you know, I mean, we're talking about growing cannabis, right? I mean, everybody has their own unique style, their own unique way of doing things. But how do you stress train? I mean, what do you do? What do you not do? What do you recommend? What do you not, recommend somebody do? I mean,
recommend everybody do some stress training. I think, right. I don't know the science behind this, but I've heard different things. about plants and the increase of their THC levels when they're stressed out. Mm-hmm. Cannabis reacts very defensively to kind of outside stress by providing more trichomes mm-hmm. or tricks. and so trichomes. To me, that increases trichomes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That increases the quality. And so if there's even a chance of that, I mean, and I have conducted my experiments and again, not a scientist, but I've seen some things where I'm like, yeah, okay, this plant was completely stressed out and look at the tricks on her, you know, like, so it could be genetics, it could be stress, I don't know, but they seem to dig it. So, I start small and I would recommend starting small. I started really light with low stress training. Actually, if you go online to, I'm sure everyone's heard of it, GrowWeedEasy.com mm-hmm. with Nebula Hayes. She does great articles on there about stress training, low stress training, high stress training, super cropping. She covers it all. And honestly, that's where I learned it. I started small with just kind of stretching the branches here and there. The quad line training, I would consider low stress training. When you take it to a max, I guess, by tightening things up or getting the plant stems really low, like a flux, I guess if you Googled flux, I don't know how else to explain it. I'm not very good at explaining the differences between flux, mainlining, all of those things. But the lower you get, the more high stress the plant is. Mm-hmm. So I kind of take it at a medium. I go between sort of a low stress and a high stress, and I just kind of tie them down as far as the plant length. Mm-hmm. So they might get like a nice round bowl shape, and mm-hmm. then I just readjust throughout flower to keep the space. Keep them all spaced evenly, again, for that airflow.
That airflow, right. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, and letting the light in, too, obviously.
Right. Well, in terms of your stress training, like, what do you actually use? I mean, what's your equipment? Like, what do you...
Oh, my equipment. I get my equipment from the dollar store.
All right.
I use beautiful, beautifully colored rainbow pipe cleaners. That's what I use.
All right.
And office clips that I stole from my office job before I quit.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Please.
Little clips go right on the little pots. Actually, an air pots, mm-hmm. which is what I use, mm-hmm. I poke little holes right in the edges and I tie the branches right down to the edge once they get big enough.
Okay. All right. Well,
so after you master that, then mm-hmm. you can start getting into some bigger high stress training, which would be super cropping. I've had to do it out of convenience because, again, I have a really small tent, 5 feet max. So that's with the light in there and everything. So I've had plants get up to 4 feet, and that's even with training them low.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to super crop them. So I went in there and you just sort of pinch where you want it to bend.
Mm-hmm.
Not too hard, but just enough where you can kind of feel the inside crack a little bit, and then you let it go.
Oh, really? Really?
And you go from there. So that's the very first super crop style. Then you can get more crazy like I do. I break branches all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm getting into grafting these days because I've broken them clean off and basically just tape them back on, and they heal themselves. It's amazing.
Now, really, is that, now you said that's grafting? What's...
Yeah, I've been learning about plant grafting in school. I didn't mm-hmm. mention this earlier, but I did quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
I worked as a social worker for 15 years, and I recently just quit to get into the cannabis production program in the industry here in Alberta. So I'm doing agriculture and horticulture and all of that. So I'm learning some great stuff.
Wow. Wow, good for you. How are the classes up there? You know, are they, well, I mean, I'm assuming they're pretty helpful.
They are. Right now, the first two classes I just finished, they were nothing to do with cannabis. So they had us learning everything from crop production in the prairies to just general horticulture science, like mitosis and meiosis and all of that stuff. So
yeah.
I'm really looking forward to the next couple classes where we're going to be actually delving into the world of weed.
Wow. The world of weed, huh? That's
yeah. And now with legislation coming up here in the next couple days, mm-hmm. we're going to be learning all about the Canadian legislation and cannabis. So I'm pretty pumped.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, when does it actually go legal up there? Is it what?
October 17th.
The 17th.
Got a couple days. Yeah.
Couple. What was that? Two
sleeps. Three
yeah.
sleeps.
Yeah. Is it a Tuesday or Wednesday? I think that's a.
No. I should get this together. I should know this.
That's what Wednesday.
I know.
Right.
Wednesday. There you go. Hump day.
Hump
day. It'll be a great day.
Right. Yeah.
Celebrate with us.
Yeah.
Everyone. I welcome everyone to celebrate.
Right.
Even if this comes on way after.
Right. Well, yeah, they see that's the thing. This is I like to I like to stack these shows, you know? Like this will probably come out, what is it? October. This will probably come out in like November at some point. So, you know.
That's perfect. That's fine.
Right.
We can celebrate legalization then.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
And today.
Sure. Definitely. Absolutely. Why not? Why not? Now it's okay. Like in terms of stress training, I mean, can you delve a little bit deeper? You say that you're not a mad scientist, which I believe sort of, but you know, I mean, what other experiments have you tried with stress training? Have you tried any, I guess, traditional products? I don't know if you listened to the other show. I had Rob Smith come on from Atlas Plant Trainer.
Oh, yeah. I actually did listen to that.
Right.
I looked at that product afterwards, actually. Mm.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, is that something...
That's pretty wicked.
Right. I mean, would that be something that you would want to, I guess, try? Or are you happy with
your
dollar store?
Oh, I want to try everything. Yeah. Okay. I want to try everything. It's all about money, though. So if I have the money to buy it and it's something that I think that will really, really help my grows moving forward, then yeah. Mm-hmm. I would definitely buy something like that, but I'm such a DIY girl that I'm always going to try and do that first.
Right, sure.
But yeah, he gets some freaking insane plants.
I know, right? Yeah.
Like, that's definitely something I would spend money on for sure. That thing is amazing.
Right, I know, huh? I mean, anybody that wants to give it a shot, and I don't make any money from this, but I mean, if you want to go to Atlas Plant Trainer and type in cheap home grow, as a coupon code, you can do that. Again, I don't get any commission on it or anything like that. I just, you know.
Well, that's nice of you to share, though.
Right. Yeah. No problem. Atlas Plant Trainer.
I would definitely do one of those. I would do a whole show with that thing. I should contact that guy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Listen, if you do, just
pay. You want to send me one? I can totally plug some stuff.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
We'll do 2/10 next year. Yeah.
Right. Perfect. Perfect.
But yeah, I've thought about using those things. I see them all the time. It's just, I just kind of just do my own low cost sort of stuff.
Sure.
And honestly, even the defoil, I would consider high stress training at points, like the real major ones, because it's so much foliage. Like sometimes I get a full large bowl off one plant just from one defoil. So that's got to be pretty stressful.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, we've talked about strategic defoliation. We've talked about stress training. I mean, you know, is there anything else here that I'm missing? Any other questions that I should be asking? Do you want to make any other, you know, final statements or anything along those lines?
Well, I know you're based out of the States, but I'm going to be done school in February, so I'm going to need a job in March. So anyone that wants to hire a nudie in Canada, I'm going to move somewhere. So come get me.
Okay.
That's all I need to. That's the only thing I have left.
All right.
Everything else I feel like we covered, but yeah.
Well, actually, where do you want to move to? Do you want to move to the States or do you want to move somewhere in Canada?
You know what? I would totally move to the States. I was thinking, I went to Oregon recently, and I could totally move to Oregon.
Yeah? Good. Well.
But BC is where I got my eye.
Oh, what did you say? BC?
British Columbia, yeah.
British. I should know that.
It's okay.
You're right. And it's funny because, I mean, you guys know so much about us, but we don't really know much about you guys. And it's kind of.
We like to stay private.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Private and polite. And you're really into hockey. Right.
I actually have a pretty sweet photo shoot that I did with that big plant that I just dismembered. Oh. And I got a sweet hockey. I got a hockey vibe photo out of that when my girlfriend came over and we did some outside lumberjack photos and hockey sticks were involved. Yeah, it's pretty Canadian. You'll see it pop up soon.
Yeah, I'll see that. I'll certainly like it, Jared. But I used to play hockey. I used to play hockey in the EJHL for the Boston Junior Bruins years and years ago. But that was when I'm 34, 35 now. So that was a while ago. So
we're almost the same age, Shane.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
I'm older than you, though.
Old
lady.
But all right. Well, okay. In terms of final statements, questions, I think that's.
I can't think of anything else.
Okay. Well, I can't think of anything else myself, but. I think that just about does it. And listen, Jenny, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I hope to have you back on again sometime soon.
That's awesome. Thanks for the opportunity, Shane.
You are very welcome.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to my podcast with Jenny. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and please remember to press the subscribe button. You can visit cheaphomegrow.com/episode37 to get show highlights. And please remember to sign up for my email list. Thanks, everybody. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Cheap Home Grow podcast. We do our best to bring you quality content. Let's grow together. Please hit the subscribe button and take time to share this podcast with a friend. Visit cheaphomegrow.com for our database of interviews and information. Until next time, be safe and grow easy.